Thank you. exciting downtown Tijuana, Mexico. We'll be right back. Dallas, Texas, the official prayer leader of the Reverend Horton Heat combo, if you will. The luckiest pool player in the band. A big guy with a big heart. A guy big enough to outdrink 50 men. That's right, macho enough to outdrink 50 men, yet sensitive enough to go straight home after that and care for a little sick puppy dog until the break of day. Let's have a hand for our drummer, Patrick, the Tasmanian Devil Bentley. Hey, that's an English name, Bentley, right? This is on our first CD. It's called Bullet. Okay, from fabulous Deer Park, Texas, home of the Fighting Deer. Actually, a former middle linebacker for the Fighting Deer. I don't know if you know what that is. It's a football position. That's right. This guy's macho enough to be a middle linebacker, yet sensitive enough to watch bird shows on PBS for 6 hours at a sitting. The Tom Jones of the rockabilly world, Mr. Excitement himself on the Big Mouth Bass, it's Jimbo Wallace. We're going to do a song by a band. This is the first song that's not one of ours. It's by a real obscure band from Dallas, Texas called the Loco Gringos. And I know Jimbo and all the guys like to dedicate it to the ladies. It's called Nurture My Pig. Some of the girls here, some of you girls, you got your little butterfly on your head, got your little X on your ankle, your little dragon on your back. Well, see, where we come from in beautiful Dallas, Texas, if you're a girl and you have a tattoo, you're going straight to hell. That's what we think. I met a very, very nice young woman. I could tell she was of good moral fiber just tonight. And friends, she turned to order 5 lemon drops, and I saw that dragon on her back, and it just about broke my heart. But right here in London, England, tonight, I had this revelation, and it was this: Reverend Horton Heath. Reverend Horton Heath. You call yourself a reverend, buddy. But you're not worth your weight in pee if you don't realize that it's your duty to realize this one thing. Either A, she goes straight to hell, or B, you do everything in your power to see that this poor young woman gets a good healing. Now, I used a little trickery in the name of the Lord. I told her I'd fix her tattoo. If only she would follow me back to my very special prayer closet I keep backstage at each and every one of our gigs. And well, she said, sure, so we get back there in that prayer closet, and she says, well, Reverend, if you think that's bad, you should see this one. And she kind of started to unbutton in them 501 style velour mini shorts she had on, and then she was kind of like pulling it down across that tight tan baby hair growing belly, and I saw, all of a sudden, I saw this ink. It was a devil face. It was Satan incarnate right there on her hip, friends. And I looked into the eyes of that thing, and all of a sudden, this girl kind of started to change it and turn it into some kind of an amalgamation of a cartoon-style woman. And then all of a sudden she was getting pumped up. She was getting huge like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then all of a sudden she was getting really huge. I mean, she was about to take up all the air and she was inflated. And the next thing I know, she popped. And there was nothing left to her but a little blob on the floor. And so I fell to my knees and I looked up to the heavens. I said, "Dear Lord, I'll never say another nasty thing about Axl Rose again. And I promise to quit telling girls that he actually does have cellulite on his butt." But, and I recanted and just kept on just thanking the Lord and apologizing for all the harm I'd done them harmonica players and vegetarians. And the next thing I know, that little puddle kind of started to melt and around, and bowling ball swirly finish. And I could see a picture in there. I could see perfect hair. I thought it was Bill Clinton, the President of the United States. And then I realized it was perfect black hair. And there rising out of the muck was my very own bass player, Jimbo Wallace. And he started to grow horns. And his incisor teeth started growing out of his mouth. And his head started to spin around and around and around like The Exorcist or something. And his eyeballs spit out of his head, 375 feet in the air, and bounced right back like he had rubber bands for eye sockets. He gave me 50 lashes on each of my cheeks with his tongue, which is very serpentine and reptile-like. And he looked up and he said, "Robert, you're a psychobilly fuck-up!" See you later.